Emily, I was almost touched by Father Death.
That's Father Time, Bob. It's Old Man Death.
No, it's Old Man River.
You sure?
Well, whoever he was, Emily, I felt icy fingers up and down my spine.
That's old black magic.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, September 5th, 2018. Today is the 89th birthday of American stand-up comedian and actor Bob Newhart, born in Oak Park, Illinois in 1929. He's noted for his deadpan and slightly stammering delivery. His father was part owner of a plumbing and heating supply business, and his mother was a housewife. Newhart was educated at Roman Catholic schools in the Chicago area, including St. Catherine of Siena Grammar School in Oak Park, and he attended St. Ignatius College Prep for high school, graduating in 1947. He then enrolled at Loyola University of Chicago, from which he graduated in 1952 with a degree in business management. He was drafted into the U.S. Army and served during the Korean War as a personnel manager until being discharged in 1954. Newhart briefly attended the Loyola University Chicago School of Law, but he did not complete his degree, in part, he says, because he was asked to behave unethically during an internship. Newhart came to entertainment prominence in 1960 when his album of comedic monologues, The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart, became a worldwide bestseller and reached number one on the Billboard pop album chart. It remains the 20th best-selling comedy album in history. The follow-up album, The Button-Down Mind Strikes Back, was also a success, and the two albums held the Billboard number one and number two spots simultaneously. Newhart later went into acting, starring as Chicago psychologist Dr. Robert Hartley in The Bob Newhart Show during the 1970s, and then as Vermont innkeeper Dick Loudon in the 1980s series Newhart. He also had a short-lived sitcom in the 1990s titled Bob and George and Leo. Newhart also appeared in film roles such as Major Major in Catch-22 and Papa Elf in Elf, of course. He provided the voice of Bernard in the Walt Disney animated films The Rescuers and The Rescuers Down Under. In 2004, he played the library head Judson in the film The Librarian, a character which continued in 2014 in the TV series based on the movie. In 2013, Newhart made his first of five guest appearances on The Big Bang Theory as Professor Proton, for which he received his first Primetime Emmy Award on September 15, 2013. Let's conclude this birthday salute by revisiting one of his funniest routines, defusing a bomb.
You found a shell on the beach. You think that's unusual, do you, Willard, finding a shell on a beach? It's not that kind of shell. What's the matter, Willard? Doesn't it sound like the ocean when you hold it up to your ear? Oh, that kind of shell. Kind of hoping that was your watch making that noise, Willard. I'm going to give it to you straight, Willard. You got a live one there. Now, you're perfectly safe, Willard. There's nothing to worry about as long as it's ticking. When it stops ticking, that's something else again, Willard. Now, listen, Willard, get control of yourself. Now, you and I are going to disarm that thing. I've got the instruction manual. Well, no, I'm not coming down there, Willard. I just can't leave the office anytime I want to, Willard. No, don't bring it in here, Willard, no!
You've been enjoying a sample of Bob Newhart's wonderful monologue, Defusing a Bomb, and if you enjoyed that, you can hear it all online, courtesy of YouTube. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 5th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.